Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and this is the very last day of November. We are entering a super month, December 2025. And in the last day or so, there was a large volcanic eruption in Japan at Tsukumin, and we are having some hiccups with electrical magnetic volatility. Part of the internet is down, Twitter and X, and other parts as well. This is what we astrologers expected. The volcano threw fire and ash up in the air, and a lot of planes had to cancel flights. We also had volcanoes, eruptions in other parts of the world. Some of them are erupting after 12,000 years of silence. We can expect more of these issues coming up in December. Uranus is bringing in some very disruptive energy, seismic activity, aviation disruption. The truth is coming to the light. Political and financial shocking activity, internet disruption, power outages, all the things that I've been talking about these past few months. In December, this fast-moving energy continues. The 3-eye atlas is getting closer, and it will be the closest on December 19th, right on the edge of the Capricorn winter solstice. There's so much going on in our world right now. We have Neptune at the very final degree, 29, of Pisces. Uranus turns direct on December 10th. And a few days before and after that, Neptune's symbolism will be magnified. It suggests chaos, disillusionment, overwhelming feelings, serious drug abuse, both medical and illegal, flooding, deep snowstorms in the northern hemisphere, tsunamis, a washing away of the old world. Deception comes to light. We've moved into a time of truth, which continues into 2026 and beyond. A huge issue of deception comes to light this month, but it's a washing away of the old world. We have to become aware of corruption or deception in our world in order to heal it, not to repeat it, and also to release it. The light is focusing and shining where the light has not been shining for a long time, highlighting the darker aspects of society. Along with the disillusionment, there will be a void all the way through until January 27th, when Neptune moves into 0 degrees of Aries. Then it brings the energy of taking action with our dreams, our visions, whatever we are cooking up. During the time of Neptune's final passage through Pisces, which is the very last degree of the zodiac and the end of an era, this can be positively beautiful. This unconditional love, healing, filling the void. I've encouraged you to hold stillness meetings with spirit, dropping into that sense of divine bliss, a deep state of being, that zero point of total stillness where there's no time, no space, no movement, no desire. You are just being held in sacred space in a feeling of deep bliss. The more you can do that, the more that you can get into that state of energy, the more it can become your default state. It is the most precious state you can be in. Physically, it brings the body into a perfect state of functioning, helping, balancing, and healing on all levels of imbalance, blood pressure, heart, sugar levels, cholesterol, kidney, liver, eyes, hearing. And it only takes a little bit of effort for us to get there. Again, the more you can do that, the more it can become your default state. Also, notice your dreams. When you wake up, if you can remember your dream, don't move. Keep your eyes closed and recall your dream in your mind. Then you can open your eyes and you can write it down in your dream journal. Otherwise, if you turn over or sit up, you can lose the dream like the wind. With Neptune at that final degree, you are getting in touch with your soul. These last 8 weeks of the Neptune Pisces energy is the time. It won't be back here for another 165 years. So now is the time. Allow the time for that stillness where we can create our future and our reality. The full moon in Gemini on Thursday, December 4th, has a lot of mutable energy. Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, Pisces. Mutability means that it's chameleon-like. It's changeable, adaptable, flexible, fluid, flowing. It's dissolving, formless, a sense of liquid state, like the caterpillar, which is going to reform as a butterfly. It's a higher state of being. This is where we're all at, as a collective, for the next 6 months, deep in the formless. Don't waste this time, because you can jump up, you can make a quantum leap. This isn't just a full moon, but another supermoon, when the moon is closest to the earth. Our dreams will be stronger and more often. We can have a pull on the tectonic plates. The energy comes in at 13 degrees Gemini, which actually conjuncts my Jupiter and squares my north and south nodes as well as the moon. What house does it fall in for you? Mine is in the 7th house. That's the house of partnership. Squaring the 10th house of fame, fortune, and future. And the 3rd house, which is communicating, writing, doing broadcasts, all that. Is it your career house, your home, the children, the family, finances, health? Where does the Gemini fall in your chart? The energy can also shine a bright light on what we may not have known before, especially when it's a supermoon. The light will be very bright. If it's not cloudy where you are, there is a high potential that this moonlight will shine the truth on the facts. Gemini, the information, energy. There will be a lot happening now on any duplicity. Gemini is like Pisces, is a dual sign. The fish going in opposite directions and the twins. It will bring up deception. A lot will be happening in the social media. The outer world will be very busy. Gemini is air and tends to be very busy, ruled by Mercury, moving around everywhere, and it can be very loud. In its shadow expression, Gemini is restless and indecisive. It's also easily distracted and very scattered. At a higher level, Gemini is about coherent wisdom. We can go beyond all the scattering and distraction. Gemini is absolutely a sign most connected to choice. The full supermoon is highlighting a very big time of choice. We actually have a mutable grand cross now. Sun opposing the moon, and they square the nodes in Pisces and Virgo. It's a very karmic, fated time. A grand, tight, great, mutable cross. This is known as karmic bending. Bending your life path to the will of the soul and the will of the divine. We will have a lot of dynamic tension. We are at a crossroads, and a choice must be made. It's a karmic crossroad. There will be a karmic choice as well as a karmic release. A release from the old order. The South Node is our past life, where we've already been. As a collective, it's our soul's past pathway, where we have been and what we have learned, while the North Node is the soul's path of growth. Collectively, it's everyone going forward. What are we releasing? What are you being asked to choose and release? It could be old work patterns that no longer serve you. It's daily habits. Virgo is related to daily habits. It's being a worrywart. Humility to the point of being differential. It's people-pleasing. The South Node, the shadow side of Virgo, takes that all to an extreme, and you become invisible, taken for granted, not standing in your personhood, and not standing in your power. It can also be around health issues. Health problems could come up to the surface at this time. Are we still going to fall back on the past patterns? Or will this energy bring us a pivot point in these enormously important weeks? How much more can I emphasize the importance of this time? We're ending a cycle of 24,000 years and of 12,000 years, plus the last few months' lunation, all those super moons, and then, surprise, the three-eye atlas comes along in perfect divine timing, building up to the Capricorn solstice on the 19th of December. Remember, December 19th is only 2 weeks away from this full super moon. It's a whisper of time away. This time, at the closing of 2025, is just momentous. It's a time of karmic choice. Do we yet again fall back on the old patterns when we are really being given a chance to transmute the darkness into light? We can make a different choice going forward, a Gemini choice. This is a time of incubation. Saturn, Neptune in their final degrees of Pisces. Saturn brings in a dose of pragmatism, long-term strategy. What are we going to build that's real? Not just pie in the sky. Saturn is very helpful in this grand cross formation. I'll be back after we listen to our weekly cosmic dip. I have a lot more information for you about the closing of 2025. Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. Week of December 1st through December 7th, 2025. The closing out of the year holidays are often very melancholy for people because the seasonal light that they shine on is often out of balance and may need adjustment concerning close loved ones and family. The first days of December introduce a positive and communicative phase in relationships. They also highlight the potential of a grand water trine to bring things to fruition. In the second part of December, restlessness and confusion may arise, but it will bring you new clarity. On Monday, December 1st is a productive day as long as you pace yourself. Relationship matters take center stage when Venus in Sagittarius and Pluto in Aquarius form a sextile on Tuesday, December 2nd. This creates space for intense togetherness. Ties can gain depth through clarifying talks, reaching a new honesty. Singles could meet their romantic destiny thanks to a powerful sextile between Venus and Pluto. This is the perfect time to be on the lookout for love or schedule a first date. Wednesday is a creative day and very exciting, when out-of-the-box intuitive approaches will win out over energy based on reason and logic. The full moon in Gemini on Thursday is focused on romantic partnerships and the need for control of our private and personal destiny. This intense energy underlines a readiness for open communication. It's a good moment to address even demanding subjects. At the same time, Mars in Sagittarius trine Chiron in Aries, you can now look at wounds and actively apply yourself to their healing. If you are in a worn-out, stifling, or loveless relationship, it might be time to move on. Friday's lunar T-square makes it difficult to concentrate and get things done. On the 6th and 7th, Mercury in Scorpio, Jupiter in Cancer, and Saturn in Pisces bring a grand trine together. The weekend brings an energy where great things can be achieved with ease. The entire weekend is buzzing with inspiration and creativity, exciting new ideas and stimulating conversations await. Take in this knowledge through books or human interaction. Use the time to structure or finish projects. Family matters can also be settled well now. Misunderstandings and conflicts you work through now will enable positive long-term developments. In the short term, however, resistance may arise. Distance yourself from anyone who is holding you back or trying to step on your dreams. Sunday is a great time to get quiet, reflective, and plan out your future. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers, the 24-hour answering service. If you would like to call and ask a question or book some reading time with me, is 201-934-8986. The email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. We're talking about the full moon in Gemini on Thursday, December 4th. At that time, we have three planets in Sagittarius. This astrology sign is wonderful for the big picture. It's expansive, conscientious, and it's our future. It brings us our big dreams, incorporating the Pisces sign, the big dreams in our hearts. Jupiter's trine in Cancer to Neptune in Pisces is another big aspect. It brings wisdom. Big dreams is futuristic, visionary. How big can we make our dreams going forward? Do we have a dream of going beyond our biological family and bring in an expansive family of equal frequency? That's exactly what this period of time is about. It's about making choices, personal, collective, and for the betterment of the planet. What makes this supermoon even more important is the fact that the sun is tightly conjunct a massive gravitational pull, an anomaly in space called the Great Attractor. It's at 14 degrees Sagittarius and is from the direction where the three-eye atlas emerged. That was around July 1st, when the telescopes in Chile, called the Atlas Observatory, saw it approaching us in the area of Sagittarius. If you want to know more about that, check with Philip Sedgwick, the brilliant astrologer who's tracking it. It's SEDWICK. He has a website. We're going to be learning more about deep space, and the more we learn about out there, at the same time we're learning more and more about our own consciousness and expanding as well as adding to the collective. Otherwise, we couldn't have the capacity to see all the new areas of space or develop these powerful telescopes, because we would not have the capacity to do so. Everything we see out there is actually within us, and this needs to be emphasized at this time. At the 12-12 portal coming up, Mars will be conjunct with the galactic center at 27 degrees Sag. That makes 12-12 a very powerful, important day. This is where the new energy came from and how we create our world. Mars is activating that this month. The energy is tightly forming and moving towards February 20th, the day of the Great Reset, when Saturn and Neptune join up and move into Aries at 0 degrees. Powerful, full potential, bringing us a new episode for humanity, a whole new era. We're out of rehearsals now. We're deeply into the stillness, the void, the incubation time, feeling no time, no space, feeling suspended animation of divinity. Before we begin to move forward very quickly in the first quarter of next year, on with the show, this is it. We are absolutely in the crucible of change. Mercury is opposite Uranus, and this is all about truth, especially when Mercury is in Scorpio, the sign of secrets, while Uranus is in the planet of truth, Taurus. We're awakening, and the secrets continue to be unearthed. They have been deeply hidden and repressed. These could be sexual, criminal, financial. It's the piercing light of clarity. Places that have always been murky, that are hiding in the shadows, are coming to light. This is really going to come to the light in the very bright light of this super full moon in Gemini. We have a sense of purification at this full moon light, not only with Uranus here, but the north and south nodes, the sense of transmuting darkness into light. A sense, with this north node being in Pisces, of the Christ consciousness emphasized by Neptune in the last degree of Pisces, especially in December. The Christ consciousness is being birthed, and there's an ignition point, Uranus conjuncting Sedna, which becomes exact in May of 2026. Sedna brings us the ignition of our metamorphosis, which is biological as well. This incubation period and this grand trident water is supporting it. It's really about how do we incorporate wisdom, truth, authenticity, depth, freedom, and justice. A wider sense of family beyond the biological. A family of frequency, and equally aligned or equally yoked. Even the sun is emphasizing this urgent, fast-moving metamorphosis that we are in the process of in the crystallization period, the review and release period, before we emerge as the butterfly in the early months of 2026. This isn't the end of the matter by any means. Between 2025 and 2027 is a concentrated and accelerated period of our evolution and ascension. This ascension will continue forever. It's infinite, but this is a particularly concentrated period. Certainly, by 2027, it will be the end of the beginning of this acceleration. These next few months will be extraordinary as another cosmic wave. It feels like we're surfers, and the big wave we've experienced is about to arrive and carry us up higher than we've ever been. A wave of pure love, clear, heartwarming, the catalyst. There's an acceleration, an urgency, obsession, focus. So we are in regeneration from devastation, from ecological devastation, feeding into our chrysalis. This wave of love is carrying us to the way, the new path of love. To me, it's all so amazing. The three Hyalas is coming closest to the Earth on December 19th. After that, the final point in our solar system is when it comes closest to Jupiter on March 16th, 2026. Then it will begin to exit our solar system. This is a very important date and represents completion of the process of whatever this passage is about. It's important that it's Jupiter and not Saturn. Jupiter is about the future. It's visionary. It's expansive. It's about our belief system. I suggest to you that you lightworkers take some time out on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of December, the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, and just be in stillness, in silence, in nature. Pay high frequency music, do breath work and some meditation, whatever feels right for you. Have a ceremony with your frequency family, whatever feels right, to welcome in whatever three Hyalas is seeding for us. Many people will be doing this worldwide. Lightworkers are asking, by way of meditation, to connect with the energy of the three Hyalas. Whenever I have done this, I fall into deep love and bliss. I have had several out-of-body experiences. Last night, I could see that I had two bodies, and I was finding it difficult to get my legs together to complete getting back into my earth body before waking up. It was an unforgettable experience. If anybody out there can explain that, I would really appreciate an email. This is the time of an evolutionary jump, and is quite remarkable and important. This is the first time that humanity has evolved in its physical form. All of these incredible energies that we're taking in from the solar flares, the three Hyalas, the six comets. There's so much galactic energy coming into us right now. We're transmuting this energy through our bodies. They are acting like antennas for all these solar energies. It's unprecedented. That's why people are experiencing all kinds of physical systems. I listed these physical upsets in my Ascension workbook that I wrote in 2011. The antennas are transmuting the energy into our bodies, into ourselves, to change our biology and also to anchor in the earth. In my Ascension workbook, I also wrote about our DNA change. We are acting as galactic anchors. When we can be coherent, we anchor ourselves as people to bring in this high-frequency energy. Look at the energy of Gemini. When we are in the lower expression of Gemini, we're scattered, restless, easily distracted, and we're incoherent. It's like the interference on a TV set. We call it static. We're all jazzed up, all in our heads. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. It's buzzing, and it can't focus properly. Coherence is the opposite of that. The positive side is mastery. We've been called on. Our spiritual responsibility is to develop more coherence in our energetic state, to optimize and welcome all of these energies coming in for us. We know that when we're in love, joy, bliss, gratitude, coherence, a physiological harmony, we're at peace. a harmonious state. We are aligning with the mind and the body and our higher self, our blessed etheric body. Then we are more able to welcome in and embrace all of these new light codes, to embrace the new geometry. When we're in fear, we contract. We're tight. It's much harder for us to embody the new evolutionary frequency, so be aware of that. If we can stay coherent, we can download information for ourselves, for Mother Earth, and also for the collective. That is the soul's collective service. Even just shutting your eyes for a few minutes, drop into the slow breath, relax your shoulders, will do wonders for your coherence. It pulls you back together again. Gradually, you shift your default point towards coherence, towards frequency balancing. This will bring in the new higher frequencies. We will establish communities where people will feel a resonance with the same frequency. They will form communities. They will grow food and be very supportive with one another. However, the first step is that we embody these energies. We feel the love, joy, gratitude, bliss, and compassion. It is then that we can manifest it, individually and collectively. We're going to take our break now and listen to our song, and I'll be back after this. I have information for you about 2026.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything, laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, in ICU for 5 days. I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil, the awakening of the new spiritual chakras, which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back from our break. And that song was In the Stillness by Annabella Woodward. As December opens, the energies are acting more penetrating me than ever before. What used to take time to reveal itself now shows up almost instantly in your body, in your inner perception, and in your own energy field. Many light workers are experiencing a new depth of sensitivity. It's not easy to explain with logic. It comes from an inner knowing that something wants to be heard and it needs space inside of you so you can hear it. More and more people are finding the courage to follow their inner voice. In doing so, they lay a new foundation that allows them not only to reach the higher frequencies, but to also anchor these higher frequencies stronger in their bodies as well as within the earth. All of our beautiful light workers are really important right now because fewer and fewer people still resonate with the extreme fear patterns of the old world. Right now, it's so important to hold your light in December of 2025 because there is a very special energetic field and many of you will experience something truly unique, something beautiful, something wonderful. We all carry masculine energy as well as feminine energy within us. The old toxin masculine energies of fighting, conquering, suppressing the living, ignoring nature, ignoring the softer female energies are reaching their end. They are coming to an end, and they are being removed off this planet. These energies have pushed the collective to the edge of what is bearable. In this month of December, we will see what is happening on the outside. We are witnessing the collapse of the old world. For both women and men, this can bring immense liberation. After thousands of years spent in an invisible cage that demanded that you could not show your weakness, you had to hide your feelings, you had to hide your heart, and you had to always perform with strength and power. But not the kind of power that's connected to your heart. It's what I call ego power, E-G-O, easing God out. And this has led us to paralysis in the humanities, something that we can look back and see very clearly right now, a tightening of old rules. When we begin to awaken and start to see more clearly all that we have shut out and away from our lives, it can be deeply painful. This old system has never truly seen an individual soul. Therefore, it could never value it. These old principles still live in our genes to a various extent. But now, in this new era, as we move along, we are being asked to release these old collective programs, regardless of gender, to step out of this male fight-control mode, as well as out of what we suppress. Most of what we suppress, even if you think I'm not suppressing anything, we all are suppressing our own emotions. That's how we've grown up. That's how we were taught. The new energies flowing in right now are so powerful. This really means that the old world is gone because there's no more energy here to support it. When we are ready, the new energies will help us to soften and dissolve this old, hardened inner armor. The energies will shake us to our foundation for us to realize and choose that we do not want to be a part of those outdated structures anymore. This shift goes hand in hand with the rise of a new sovereign masculine energy, one that is not about domination, not about controlling everything, not about proving that you are the best one or the better one, but about holding inner space for everything that is alive. to provide, protect anything vulnerable from within. We all carry this vulnerability, and this vulnerability is not weakness. It takes far more courage to be real, to feel, to express your power, not over others, but in alignment with yourself. Right now, we are all being invited to heal these old programs within us. Do you want to come to the party? Do you want to embrace your inner warrior, your true warrior, and show him that this battle is over? This old kind of battle, your old inner responses, is over. True strength now lies in holding, protecting, and creating loving boundaries. When we make this shift from within, it's not only that we heal ourselves, but we are carrying this healing energy as a seed for the whole world, the entire planet, and perhaps further out than that, way out to our new galactic neighbors. We are truly becoming the guardians of a new era. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. I have two songs for you tonight. One was recorded in the 1960s by a woman by the name of Mama Cass, who had a wonderful voice. She was part of the Mamas and the Papas. The other one is by Elizabeth Hepburn, a modern-day singer, who brought this song up to a higher level because in her time it was absolutely believable. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a flow of spirit into the new age consciousness. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a slow, deep breath. Release the breath. Again, slower this time. Release the breath. Feel your body being held by the chair, or by the ground, or perhaps on the pillow you're sitting on, or by the earth itself. There is nothing you need to fix. There is nothing to understand. There is nothing to prove. Only the deep drawing of the breath. Breathe in. Count to four. Breathe out. Bring your attention gently to the center of your chest, to your heart. There, at the quiet center of your being, there is a warmth, a softness. There's a presence. This is where the Christ returns, not from the sky, but from within. The Christ energies and any form of deity that you choose is within you. Let this presence expand, not by effort, but by allowing. It feels like peace. It feels like kindness. It feels like gentleness. It's a quiet remembering. Now let this warmth expand to fill your whole chest. Feel the energy go through your shoulders, around your face. It's even in your breath. You are sitting inside a higher vibration of love. You are made of the one who made you. say quietly within you, I welcome you. I remember you. You have always been here with me. Hold the silence. Feel the light. Feel the amber light filling and expanding your heart. Feel the silence. Hold the light. Feel prayer beyond prayer. Your love energy is reaching out across the world, across the solar system, across our galaxy, and out to the universe. You are made of the one who made you. Feel the touch. Feel the sparkle. Feel the glow. You can always return here. Because the light energy is always here for you. Hold the silence. Prayer beyond prayer. Healing beyond healing. Love beyond love. Let yourself return to the room. Gently. Carrying this love within you. Take a deep breath. I am the love. I am the light. I am the love. I am that I am. Take a deep breath. Return gently to the room.